he's on the battlefield, and they're picking up the spoil from all the, you know, all from the defeat of their enemies. And he gets in the middle of this battlefield, and a man walks out onto the battlefield. A man walks out on the battlefield, and it says this about the man. He had no beginning and no end. Now, that's a strange guy. So he meets this guy on the battlefield who has no beginning and no end. And it says that when Abraham met this man named Melchizedek, it says he gave him a tenth of all. So Abraham gave him a tenth of all the spoil. You understand? This makes sense so far, right? So he gives this man who has no beginning and no end, he gives them a tenth of all. Now, the story's already pretty wild, right? But in Hebrews 7, it says this, that when Abraham tithed to Melchizedek, when he gave Melchizedek, this man who had no beginning and no end, when he gave him a tenth of all, when he tithed to Melchizedek, that Levi tithed to Melchizedek. You're like, okay, so? Okay, Abraham was really old when he and Sarah had Isaac, right? So Abraham had Isaac. Isaac had Jacob. Jacob's name's changed to Israel, right? And Israel has 12 sons, and one of them's named Levi. Are you with me? So Abraham has Isaac when he's like 99. Got me? And then Isaac has Jacob. Jacob has Levi. Are you following me? It says that when Abraham tithed to Melchizedek, Levi tithed to Melchizedek. Only one problem. Levi won't be born for 150 years. And Abraham is dead when Levi is born. In other words, when Abraham tithes to Melchizedek, because he tithed into a man who had no beginning and no end, if you will, because he tithed into eternity, he reaped a legacy, and his children's children's children were getting credit for things that they didn't do that Abraham did. And I begin to realize that if I will live not just for eternity, but from eternity, that the things that I do today, as Maximus said, what we do today will echo in eternity, and I can affect my children's children's children, even though they lie on the other side of the veil called time, I can influence them. And not only can I, but I'm called to. One day, I was with Lance Wallnau. Anybody know Lance Wallnau? He's maybe one of the smartest men I've ever met in my life. In fact, I was just with him. We did a thing at Harvard last week. And we were talking. This was probably 6 years ago or so.